This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Denver's first snow event of the season could be a big one. And the predicted snow totals across the entire state, well, they're kind of all over the place right now. It looks like the metro area could get several inches of snow. The central mountains could see more than a foot of snow. And it's going to be heavy, wet snow that could lead to fallen tree branches and downed power lines in some neighborhoods. And in anticipation of heavy snow, the city of Denver is opening its emergency overnight shelters this weekend. The city's existing shelters are expanding capacity, and officials say folks should head to those first, but people can also go to the Denver Coliseum or the former Best Western Hotel on Quebec Street. City rec centers and libraries will also double as warming centers during their normal hours. The prosecution wrapped up its case Friday in the second trial involving the death of Elijah McClain. Dr. Roger Mitchell is a pathologist. He was the state's final witness. He said that Officer Nathan Woodyard contributed to McClain's death by putting him in a neck hold that cut off blood to his brain.
It led to him vomiting. He aspirated several times during the subdural restraint and then ultimately received a high dose of ketamine injection.
Woodyard's trial resumes Tuesday. And the Denver Nuggets beat the Memphis Grizzlies last night to improve to 2-0 on the season. This is CPR News.